recording and we're good. Okay, great. Awesome. All right, and joining us here this week, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White. And I don't talk to you for like days, and you guys go to town.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. Last week we had a good arrest out of North Carolina. It was a gentleman wanted for probation violations that he had absconded from supervision. He had a conviction and sentence for assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious bodily injury. Apparently, he got into an altercation with a family member and stabbed them. So, pretty serious. The information we had pointed to Henniker, New Hampshire. We did go to that address, and he was, you know, in typical fashion, trying to hide, laying down next to a bed. I just don't get it, but people still do that every day, and I don't know if they think we're not going to see them. He wasn't covered. He was just next to a bed. So,
right.
Kind of an odd place to hide, but in the end, took him into custody with no further incident and turned over to Henniker PD. They did a fugitive from justice case on him, so he'll get returned down to North Carolina on that. I'm sure he's probably still in custody waiting to go back.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, and then the weekend comes and Monday comes and kabang.
The weekend was wonderful, so relaxing, nothing going on. And then Monday happened. You know, you think it's going to be, well, let's wind into the week really slow. Let's get to business. No, it didn't happen that way yesterday. Yesterday, we jumped on Mr. James Canny, who was a fugitive of the week that we had featured back in February.
Right.
And we had dealt with him before. And on this occasion, he has both a probation violation and a state of New Hampshire parole violation, both on underlying narcotics convictions. The last time we arrested him a few years back, he had run from us in a vehicle and finally stopped, and we took him into custody. We really got lucky yesterday, spotted him getting into a van, and we were able to get some help from Manchester PD, and they were fantastic. Johnny on the spot. All the units, I think, that were in the city came out to help us, tried stopping Mr. Canny, and of course, he did not want to stop yet again. Eventually stopping probably half mile, three quarters of a mile later, where he was finally arrested without any further incident. And Manchester PD dealt with that, the two outstanding warrants, and then they also charged him with disobeying a police officer and operating a vehicle yet again after being deemed habitual offender. So he's probably looking at some more serious jail time for those offenses, as well as his probation violation and going back to the prison for his parole violation. So he's probably going to spend some quality time in jail, I would think, on these.
Wow. Wow. And that wasn't even enough. That didn't even fill
the
day.
No, that was the start of the day. That was fantastic. And then we had been working a case last week on for Massachusetts. They had requested some help. And we do a lot of that for all of our adjoining states. The marshals down in Mass will ask us for help on finding somebody. So that was this case. They were looking for somebody for Mass State Police and Haverhill Police Department for it was a very serious case of three counts of rape of a child with force with an age difference more than 10 years and two counts of indecent assault and battery on a child under the age of, or over the age of 14. Developed some information. He was living in a residence in Pelham, did some surveillance, saw him leave the house in a vehicle, and then he stopped at the local coffee shop to get coffee, and we took the opportunity to jump out and take him into custody without any issues, which was great. But, of course, he had somebody else in the vehicle, so we tried to give the property over to that person who provided us two different names and found out that he also had warrants, and it happened to be our original fugitive's son. So, unfortunately, we ended up arresting both the father and son, and they both went to Pelham PD on their outstanding warrants.
Wow. Wow. And Massachusetts was very happy for that.
Massachusetts was extremely happy on that case. Very serious case. He's got some definite serious charges against him, and I think they're going to be grateful to get him back and get him into the court. But then, of course, we're working something else in another part of the state. We get a call from our partners over in Vermont. it just never seemed to stop yesterday. So Vermont called saying, hey, we have information, a person that who had absconded from supervised release over there who had an underlying charge of armed bank robbery was currently in Veterans Park in Manchester. Of course, like I said, we were probably an hour away at that point. But fortunately, we do have task force officers from Manchester PD, and one of our deputies was in that area. So they were able to get to the area, and he was easily recognizable wearing his, apparently he wears tie-dyed sneakers all the time, and goes by the moniker Tie-Dye. So after a very short period of surveillance, they were able to locate the tie-dyed sneakers. attached to Mr. Douglas Allen, who was 64 years of age. And he was arrested on his federal arrest warrant out of Vermont. He was transported up to the Merrimack County Jail, where he was held overnight, and he'll be in U.S. District Court today to see when he's going to go back to Vermont.
Well, so, I would love to say take the rest of the week off, Jeff, but that's just not how we roll.
They seem to blend together, all these days that end in Y. I don't know what happens, but it just keeps happening to us.
So we're going to put a new one. We're going to put a new one up on the poster today.
Because we had nothing else to do. We're gonna feature Joel Francis Barlow Jr. He is wanted on parole violations on underlying charges of narcotics cases times four and a theft case. He's a 34-year-old white male, 5'6", 130 pounds, has blue eyes and black hair, has full-sleeve tattoos on both of his arms. But most distinct, he has on his right hand the name Lillian, and on his left hand he has the name Mom. He also has a tattoo on his neck that says Tina, T-E-E-N-A. Mm-hmm. He was last known to be living up in the Laconia area, but also has ties down in Manchester. Couple of good photographs, one that shows the extent of the tattoo work on his arms and neck. You can see, both the typical inmate photo look and kind of the casual, I'm out on the streets wearing my tank top look. Mm-hmm. Two different photos, very distinct, but obviously somebody that you'll be able to pick out and give us a call and tell us where we can track them down.
Right. It's that simple. And really, our involvement in this is just helping to lead you guys in the right direction.
And that's all it is. We need to get the little bit of information that's going to point us in the right direction. We'll take it from there. Your name does not need to go on a report. You don't need to testify against Mr. Barlow. You're not going to have to go to court. This is all about doing the right thing for you, for your family, for the public. It's about making a difference in society, and that's what we really encourage people to do. And we also encourage people to do the right things themselves and turn themselves in. So opportunities are out there.
Yes, they absolutely are. And again, we're just trying to correct the direction for people here, because you don't really have to run on the lam for your entire life if you just kind of face the music and move on with things.
And that's absolutely the case. You know, as a fugitive, I can't imagine living that way, looking over your shoulder
all the time,
7 days a week.
Yeah.
That is stressful on so many different levels. And I wouldn't want to do that. So it's best to take care of it yourself. Like I said before, honestly, they have to worry about it every day, wondering when it's going to happen. We have to get lucky 1 second of one day. So, your time is up at some point. So why worry about when that's going to be and make it on your schedule?
Absolutely. And it's really easy to pass on any information.
Yeah, you can reach out. Call the main number at 603-225-1632. You can talk to the case agent in this case, which is Deputy U.S. Marshal Goffin. Or go right on the poster. There's a couple of links there. One says web tip. That'll send us an anonymous email. Or you can text the word NHTIP followed by any information to the phone number TIP411. Again, we can go back and forth completely anonymous. We can meet up with you. We can call you on your phone. Whatever way you want to do this, like I said, it doesn't need to go on any reports. We just need to track down Mr. Barlow. So your help's always appreciated.
All right. That's awesome. Well, this is why we do Fugitive of the Week each and every week. Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, have yourself a wonderful week, and may the success continue.
We hope so. It's been a good start, so we'll keep going.
Oh, that's awesome. Phew! Oh, my God.
Holy shit, that was like, you're not even going to have to talk that out.
I know.
Like, slow me down a little
cut me out of the interview. That's
just,
perfect.
Just press play and go take a bathroom break. I'll be back when Jeff's done.
Oh, you're too funny. All right, brother. Thank you so very much, Lee. I appreciate it. Have a great week. And as always, if anything changes, just let me know.
Sounds good. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you, Jeff. Bye. Bye-bye.